On the 1st of September, 1846, in the morning, Miss Barrett went out with Flush for an errand. The moment she decided to go back home, just got in the carriage, she realized that Flush wasn't there anymore. He had been caught by Mr. Taylor's gang that kidnapped purebred dogs to make money. If the owners wanted to have their animals again, they had to pay a sum established by Mr. Taylor. Otherwise, they would have only the head and the legs cut off. Flush found himself in a narrow room where vice, poverty, humidity, and bitter cold ruled. There were other dogs like him, purebred dogs, half-starved. At night, human monsters crowded in that place. They gathered together, drunk, threw other dogs out of the sucks, and those dogs competed for dirty water and rotten bone. Flush wasn't used to that treatment. He felt false hopes when the door opened. He hoped to see Miss Barrett, but it was just another of those criminals who brimmed that squalor. Miss Barrett intended to pay that ransom to get Flush back. She persuaded her brother, Henry, to negotiate. Mr. Taylor said he would go to Wimpole Street, but Miss Barrett didn't see him. Then she found out that he had been there, but her family decided not to pay the ransom. Even Mr. Browning thought it wasn't appropriate to make a deal with the criminal. That would mean to surround her, to facilitate evil over right and cruelty over innocence. Miss Barrett, against everybody's will in their attempts to discourage her, decided to go and get Flush back in person. She ordered Wilson to ask for a carriage, and together they went to Whitechapel. Taylor wasn't at home, and his wife claimed that he was out to negotiate the matter of which they were there. They got back home. The expectation was very long for Miss Barrett. Finally, the scoundrel arrived, but without the dog. He demanded 6 guineas. Only after receiving that sum, he would give the dog back. Miss Barrett did all she could to give the man the ransom. But suddenly, her father appeared and started to insult the man. The criminal answered that they would never see the animal again. Miss Barrett decided to go back to Whitechapel, but her family stopped her. It was too dangerous, especially for a woman. Septimus offered to go and get the dog back, and so he did. On the night of the 5th of September, 1846, Flush was released from his prison, and together with the usual letter from Mr. Browning, he entered Miss Barrett's room at 8. Firstly, he quenched his thirst drinking clean water. As he hadn't seen for 5 days, he was confused and dirty. For a while, he was afraid even only to leave Miss Barrett's room. Slowly, he became calm again. Yet, something was changing. Sometimes, when there were only the two of them in the room, Miss Barrett put some things in a trunk and then hide it under the bed. On the 12th of September, in the morning, Miss Barrett went out early, without Flush. When she came back, Flush saw on her left hand a shining golden ring that was immediately put away. On the 18th of September, in the night, Wilson came in to take the trunk away. The next morning, Miss Barrett had Flush in her arms. They glided silently downstairs, and got in a carriage heading towards Hodgson.